7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A business group has filed a lawsuit over Governor Jared Polis's executive order to change how ballot petition signatures are gathered. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis has temporarily suspended several laws to allow people to collect ballot signatures by email or mail. The process normally requires an in-person signature. Polis says he doesn't want democracy to be a casualty of this pandemic. But Colorado Concern, a group of CEOs, said the governor can't unilaterally make that decision and say it's out of line with the state's constitutional protections around the signature gathering process. A number of campaigns are trying to get measures on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's largest utility could spend more than $100 million in the coming years on electric vehicle charging, CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Xcel Energy's transportation electrification plan proposed 20 new charging programs for homes, apartment buildings, company-owned vehicle pools, and low-income communities. Some programs will offer rebates. One plan would defray the cost of wiring a home for EV charging and offer an optional bundled car charging service where Xcel installs, owns, and maintains the station. The customer would in turn see a monthly charge on their bill. Xcel submitted the plan to Colorado regulators late last week. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Longmont will now get power from the city's wastewater treatment plant. In 2018, the city started a project that converts the water into renewable natural gas that will power 11 trash trucks. The facility can produce up to 500 gallons of diesel fuel each day. The city hopes to run all 21 of its garbage trucks with the new power source. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.